You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Stone Cold.
Dearest friends, it's a new year and a new time for me to be with you.
Guys, I've ignored you, and I'm back to tell you.
Happy New Year's, everyone. I hope you guys have a safe, fun day. And, like, you guys need to be more appreciative because this Earth is, like, 2014 years old. Like, that's a long time. Like, nigga, we made it. The presidents, like, they fought for freedom. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the presidents fought for our freedom. And one of the freedoms that the presidents afforded us is my dearest, best, number one friend who I'm not making eye contact with as I say these sincere things about our relationship, but it's so true. And she's got my name tattooed to her ankle, and she's been on Russell Howard's Good News and BBC. She lives in England. She's a comic. You love her. You know her. Mae Martin! I don't have a cheering sound effect.
There was going to be a crazy sound effect.
There should be. I have a lot of sound effects, but there's no cheering. But I think it's the cheer is in the heart.
Yeah. Hey, man.
First of all, congratulations on being here. Second of all,
thank you for having me and paying for my flight as well.
It's a true
fact.
That's
a true.
First of all, I just want to thank all of you guys. I was actually just looking around the room at everybody's face because you come into these situations sometimes and this is your, like, family.
Name that voice.
That's my mom.
No. Really, name that voice. You talked about her on the subway. You talked about you love an older woman and a younger man combination of love.
Oh, my God. J-Lo.
That's right. Here we go.
I just talked about her.
I
love an older woman, younger man combination. The Casper Smart J-Lo combination.
Wait, isn't Casper Smart pretty old?
Let's hope that everybody has the best.
God, I'm trying to play this clip where Jennifer Lopez sings. You know what, guys? 2015 for all of us has to be a year where we balance trying hard and preparation.
Yeah.
May taught me the preparation part again because
I think so the, like, unanimous feedback that you get from your friends and colleagues is not to try so hard.
Yeah, stop trying so hard.
Yeah, people are like, just stop trying. Or, but then I think sometimes you stop trying too much.
No, you've seen it?
Yeah, to the point where you just start, like,
babbling.
Babble time.
Oh, God.
Babbling Brook. Babbling Brook on the bridge today.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
You were Babbling Brook and I was.
We walked across the Williamsburg Bridge today and hold your applause. That's the only way I can make applause. That sound effect is called Basketball Rim. Shout out to iMovie. Okay. Do you think that you have the same problem as me?
No, I think I have a problem where I lose my sense of humor and my whole personality and I go so quiet.
Oh, no.
It's the opposite problem, too.
I definitely have that problem, too, sometimes.
Really? I've never seen you have that problem.
You can see it anytime. You want to just focus in on my eyes. Like, actually, today is not the most confident of my days. I'm trying to manufacture it because I have a lot of things to do, but naturally, is it coming? No. Naturally, the way that I feel is... like, we were on vacation for so long, and now it's like, back to the music!
Yeah, you were so casual for so long, right? You went home, you went to Canada.
I went to Toronto, I went to Asia. Guys, you don't even know, I recorded podcasts for you while I was in Asia, because I didn't want you to go starving. But the whole time I was in Asia! May and I know each other from our childhoods. May?
Yeah, we know each other from...
Let's paint the scene. The Tim Sims Encouragement Fund is an epic annual feast for the young comic's soul.
Picture this scene. I hear rumblings that there's a teenage comic in the building.
And my drama teacher, Mrs. Grant, audaciously throws a newspaper in that very same moment, knowing that I'm doing the Tim Sims Encouragement Fund with it. Newspaper article about Mae Martin and her sketch comedy troupe.
So we're both...
I'm 16 years old.
I'm 15, I think, or 14.
Well,
and there's
always proving she's always a little younger.
Just making sure everyone knows. And we were just like circling each other like angry chickens.
Were we?
No.
I didn't see you until you were on stage. And I remember holding the straps of my backpack, standing at the back of the theater and watching, wanting to hate, and then seeing, oh, I gotta do a friendship because she's so funny.
I wanted to hate and actively did hate, and then you pushed.
You did?
Well, yeah, I was like.
You didn't look at my humor and say, well, that is the truth.
Yeah, but I had more jealousy than you and worse personality, so I was like, I'll keep my casual distance.
Like,
and then
how horrible was probably my comedy at that time?
It was great. It was great, especially your shirt with the bells.
Oh my God, I had a Velcro shirt.
You did have a Velcro shiny red shirt. And then you actively pursued my friendship, just so got my phone number and then started prank calling my house where my parents would pick up the phone and you'd say, I'm a Martian. It, over and over. My parents would be like, that Martian girl is calling.
But
it worked.
That's the roots of me trying too hard.
That is the roots, but it helps.
You try hard too, though, I feel.
Oh my God, trust me, I'm sweating so much all
right
the
now?
Time. Yeah, right now I'm trying to be so cool, but I'm so impressed that you even do a podcast.
Yes, okay.
Yeah,
so
everybody tries
now that
hard.
We've stripped our bared our souls.
Yeah.
In the description, I'm going to write, Mae Martin bares soul
oh
within
my God.
5 minutes.
I'll overshare every fear and insecurity.
But what's the biggest fear that you have?
Oh, dying alone.
Do you see how I shifted my voice so good?
Yeah, that
What's
was...
What's the biggest fear that you have?
So Oprah.
Dying alone?
Yeah, I think loneliness, like not... Yeah, yeah.
But you always have good people around you, no?
Not fulfilling my potential, which I feel is immense.
But we're all not going to fulfill our potential. All we do is have drinks. We did from one party in Toronto, went to the airport. I have my green card. I need a better applause. Green cards up. I got my green card, but I didn't have it in my hand, so I had to cross the border without my green card. My lawyer told me not to do it. All I did was go to a party in Toronto the whole night before the flight, telling everyone I'm not going to make it across the border. Made the all conversations about my stress. Then what do? Go to customs, and what happens? They let me through, yo.
It was really exciting to witness. And you were really nervous in the airport, and you were doing that like fear voice where you're trying to be really confident and asking irrelevant questions just to keep them busy. Just being like, and where's the bathroom in this airport? And I'll check my bag here. And just being really like, I'm business time and you don't have time to ask me if I have my green card.
Yes.
And then it reminded me of when I overheard you proposing to your wife.
How could you be so audacious to listen to my proposal?
I watched from a window and I
took... Where were we geographically?
We were at my parents' house in Greece, and
I just willy-nilly picked a sound effect, but it's the opposite of boo. This house is overlooking. Where do you see? You step out in the stone from the stone structure made of real stones, not like carved out pussy stones, like the real God made the stone and it's edged into the walls. Then you walk out, then you see Albania in the distance, the ocean. That's where I proposed.
Yeah, you proposed and you were so nervous.
If the less confident you are that they'll say yes, the more scenery you need.
Yeah.
I mean, just like the most beautiful sceneries and good
ring.
And
the biggest sign that you were not confident she'd say yes was that you attached the ring to a bunch of grapes and lowered them down.
I did it. Okay, are you going to propose to someone? Because here's what you shouldn't do. Don't think about the proposal as a magic trick. It's not a magic trick. The magic is that you're asking the question. That's where I forgot.
I thought
it needed to be a true magic trick where the ring had to come down from the grapes. I attached it to grapes and fishing line and then descended it. But she just was like, what the fuck is going on?
And can I give some context as well, which is that your wife, Shauna, had food Yeah.
She doesn't listen to the podcast.
She'd had food poisoning and had been throwing up.
Correct.
All.
Oh, no. Okay. I get it. There's one person that wrote me that said you do too much sound effects and you never let the conversation just happen properly. And that's who I talk to when I know that I've pressed too many sound effects. All right. Back to the good conversation. Flowing good.
She had
food poisoning.
Like, I stayed up all night listening to, like, she was, and then she
not
was
not just that, but like from her bum and her mouth.
Yeah, and she was like hollow inside, and she was all doubled over like Gollum in Lord of the Rings, and just like a shell of her former self, and just trying to rehabilitate herself slowly and like emerging into the sunshine. And you were like dressed to the nines and so nervous, and we're like, no, I'm gonna do it anyway.
No, because I had put this ring on the grapevines. Are you guys following? You guys get it, right?
Like, I think a lot of the things so far.
I really
There's
spent a lot
no
of time
context.
Describing the stones of the house.
Yeah.
Or how do you tell a story? First, you describe a lot.
You say, hi. My name's May.
My name's May.
No, your name's Sabrina.
Semjala.
And we were on holiday in Greece, and Sabrina decided to propose to her fiancé. No, girlfriend at the time.
Girlfriend. May was proposing to her girlfriend, so we wanted to do it at the same time. So then I attached the ring to the grapes. You know, the whole trick. You guys get
and
it. The fishing line.
We all said, Sean is too sick. Like, if you propose now, she'll puke on your face. Just wait. Like, what's the rush?
I did have to wait, though. I had to wait a full day. So you guys got
you
engaged.
Needed to wait another full few days.
Oh, come on.
But why? But who am I to give advice when my engagement didn't work out?
She tricked me.
And
she was
did.
Like, let's get engaged. Actually, you didn't say that. You didn't invite me to also propose to my girlfriend, but you were like, I'm gonna propose to Lindsay. And I was like, it'll be about us and our friendship. Yeah. I'll propose to my girlfriend too. Samesies. And then May pulled out of her wedding.
Oh,
you
yeah.
did.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
I did.
There's no other way to say it.
I did. I canceled it.
She canceled it altogether. I fell out three with mine. But let's enough about this story. I want to know about you. When do you struggle? What do you think is better about the England comedy scene, just basically by not knowing anything about New York and just judging it?
I think the better thing is that you're not there. So everybody can get
that
away.
That was not a very evolved comment.
No, that was...
In terms of podcast comments, that was just more of a na-na-na-boo-boo.
Oh. Out of the Woods is one of my favorite songs on this album because...
I love it, too.
One of the goals I set out to accomplish when I wanted to make this album is I wanted to make sure that these songs sounded exactly the way that the emotions felt.
How do you do
them.
That, man?
This song is about the fragility and kind of... breakable nature of some relationships.
Yes,
oh
dude.
My god, yes.
They are so breakable.
Why are they so breakable? Why
all of a sudden you're in the woods?
Why can't people just ever say to each other, okay, well, oh, you did that, I guess.
I
you
did
say,
it, but
we'll just
it's
do it.
It's still breakable nature. But this is the song she's talking about. She's like, yeah. And then she keeps on saying, are we out of the woods, which I think is cool. Is this a fluid conversation?
I mean, you asked me what the comedy scene is like in England. And then, what was that? What is it? Who
is
that?
It's a new year. It's a new day. You know, but I think, you know what I will say one thing, though? If I can just commend myself on one thing. If you're a young person, which is most of my listeners are below 7, you've grown up in a time where there's bells, whistles, sound effects. You need someone to ask a question and immediately play a Taylor Swift interview. Otherwise, you won't hear the true answer, which is we're getting back, looping back to what are the differences.
In England, you can sometimes... I mean, now I wish there was a Taylor Swift. thank you.
Why don't we play this like softly in the background? Okay, so what's happening in England?
So many nice foods, so many English accents, so many English comics.
But we were actually talking about, you were saying when Americans come to Edinburgh, sometimes it's like, oh, it's a little bit different because you're doing hours in Edinburgh, which is a tricky trap of a way that they spell it.
Such a tricky trap.
It's spelled Google.
And then they heckle you if you say it wrong. And one time I did a show and it was like 4 in the morning, like some weird novelty show that was like, we'll do it at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I got on stage and I said Edinburgh. I pronounced it wrong. It's Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. Like, how am I supposed to know that? It's
get over
got a
it.
G and an H there.
And then this guy shouted out, what are you doing, lass? Shouted at me. And I was like, what am I doing? And
what
I had
am
a,
I doing it for in the morning?
I had a really...
Sometimes it's just trying too hard, guys. Oh. 2015, throw your caution to the wind. Throw your effort to the wind.
Stay still.
Just stay still. Stay stag. Stagnation.
If you went back to school, what would you do? Like, if you changed your whole...
My whole life?
Yeah.
I really like rich people, so I try and group in with them and see what's up. Get, like, if I went back to school, then I just go to a rich school and then group into one girl's name would be Tasia, and Tasia had an idea. And I'd just be like, yeah, let's do it. Let's take that to Shark Tank. Her mom would, like, pay for all the prototypes and the patents and buy, like, $1 million worth of whatever Tasia decided. And then I would also add, like, a button to her thing. I'd be like, oh, we put a button on it.
What? Have you talked about your product idea on your podcast yet?
No,
for
I haven't.
Shark Tank?
Well, this might come as a surprise because I did kind of present my past couple weeks as relaxing, but I've also been creating... a product called, it's an adult stroller. So say you're hanging with your shorty, you could criticize me last time the way I said shorty.
Oh, what did you say last time?
Shorty. Hanging with my shorty, and you're like, that is not the pronunciation of shorty.
Who am I? I hate myself for criticizing you about that, and I hate myself for not knowing what's good about English, because
I know.
I think it's, you know what it is?
I really thought you'd have more to say.
Here
I am.
I think it's that when you travel, you find out how you really feel about a place, because everyone's been like, hey, how's England? That's the first question. And then I think, when I'm there, I'm like, oh, I love it here. And then I come over and they say, how is it? And I go, I don't know.
But when people, everybody probably dealt with this in the holidays. How is it? Like, well, you're married. How is it? Well, your life. How is it? It's like, shut the fuck up. What do you mean, how is it?
Yeah, it's
Can't
just
you
life.
Tell my face? I'm either smiling and thinking it's great, or I'm depressed and thinking it's not great. Also,
why can't we all just talk about cereal and what movies that we've seen, including the movie we saw last night?
These are the worst. Okay, hold on. Let me get my life together here. I'm putting the volume up. I'm going back to the standard sound effects. Last night we watched a movie about an old lady that was ripping away her body and face.
Oh my God, it was insane. She starts off as a nice old lady. Hello.
Hi.
Oh no.
And then I'm a bit forgetful, but ooh.
And then she turns into a snake creature where she...
Oh.
That noise happens. And every time that noise happens, she turns into a snake.
What was it called? The Taking of?
The Taking of...
Deborah
Logan.
All right, and you can watch that on Netflix if you want to really get brownie points for the My Sexy Podcast brownie points.
And it's just, what was weird about it was it's just this actress must be 60 or something, and she's like naked in it, just being a snake woman, ripping her face off, ripping her body off, and doing the craziest things, like digging in the dirt and bloody hands. And it's like, lady, you're 60.
Meanwhile, there's people complaining that there are no parts for older women in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's like,
whoa. Like, without the president's help, we would not be free right now. So,
stupid.
Instead of, like, just partying, you guys should actually, like,
this
be
is an Asian girl, too. That's saying that the world is 2014.
Your guy that records this show is leaving the room.
Yeah, of course, because that's his girlfriend.
Oh, he's offended?
No, Andrew, what the problem is, okay, now that he's gone, he is deaf. And it's really boring.
So he thought it was over?
He thought it was over based on the stamina that we presented.
Yeah.
Okay, but how do I want to get to a place where you do a little bit crying.
Oh, yeah, okay. Ask me about my teens.
Teens. Rehabilitation?
No, ask me
no
about...
No rehab?
No, ask me about...
You don't talk about it?
I'll talk about it, yeah.
Yeah, you did it, right?
Yeah, I did go to a day rehab program in my teens because I tried to be cool. That's about trying too hard. I tried to be cool so hard that I actually got a little bit problem. That's the feedback about...
Okay,
you try to get someone to cry.
So, yeah, like I'm right here in the moment where I could penetrate your tears, and I had to squeak the door.
Why?
I just like it. Okay.
yeah, I tried to be cool so hard, and then I got small problem, and then I fixed it.
Cocaine.
Well,
anything.
I don't know about sharing it so much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, with.
I mean, everybody does it. Everybody but me does it.
Everybody does it so casually, and I think it's so... We watched that documentary about the drug
trade. Yeah, last night we watched a documentary. So we're on the ball.
Yeah, but I did that. But then I stopped it. I went to this crazy, so I went to a rehab day program, which is such a bad idea for a rehab program.
Because then you go home and you're like, thanks for the lessons.
Yeah, you make all these new friends there who their shared interest is that they're, yeah, and then the day ends and you're like.
But it was useful for you, no?
Yeah, it was great in the end, yeah. But it was run by these.
Your lifestyle is pretty together.
Oh my God, I'm an old. I went the opposite way. Now I'm really shriveled up and just like, no, be careful when you do it.
Like if I say, let's have a beer after this, you'll be like, well.
Oh yeah, big time. My reaction will be, yeah, okay. But my face will be, oh, I'm tired. And what if I want to stay up late? I'll have to have a coffee instead.
Okay.
That's what you don't like about me right now.
It's really
But there was a time when you were the one saying, if you smoke a cigarette, I won't be your friend.
I don't want anyone to smoke cigarettes. I'm very upset about anyone smoking cigarettes, including my wife, who is now...
smoking cigarettes sometimes.
Yeah, but it was run by these Jamaican women, the rehab program, and their names were Michelle and Stacy, and they had a catchphrase. Everyone should have a catchphrase, by the way.
What's yours?
Mine is like... Please, can I
be on your show?
Can I
please have me back on this show?
My catchphrase is like, oh, sorry, everyone. No, but Michelle and Stacey was, you're lying to me and you're lying to yourself.
Yes. So far, would you listen to this podcast?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine taking a walk around. You got these two little jibbly jabblies in your ear.
I would be like, but as we've established, I'm uptighty, weirdy. So I'd be like, what am I learning from this podcast?
Okay, here's what you're learning. You're lying to me. You're lying to yourself. Could you not just go a little deeper in your mind and figure out what you lie to yourself about? It's a good question.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Then, what do everyone does, right? Yeah,
you know what? That actually reminded me. Maybe you guys have this interest. It's a new year. You're starting to develop new patterns.
Okay. What we decided today was everyone is lying to themselves because everyone tries so hard and is trying to impress everyone, trying to impress themselves. And in the back of our minds, everybody kind of knows this is all bullshit.
Yes, 100%.
But you still try because you get tricked by, oh, I want to buy that sweater.
You all just have to trick yourselves into thinking that your sweater means something to you. And the sweater is a metaphor for whoever you're dating. Number one punchline. Okay, May, are we going to make it? And also, we've both been doing comedy for so long.
Yeah.
What are the ways that we invigorate? Because for us, it is like a long-term relationship where you have to keep on having sex. What are some things that invigorate your lust for comedy? And is that a good question?
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
I like to watch comedy still. I still like comedy, but yeah. No.
So watching good comedy helps
coming here to this cool room is helping. But yeah, you're right. Sometimes the last thing you want to do is anything except work in a call center. I used to work at a place called HCH Laserman that sold printer cartridges. And I used to call
you. She used to sign me up for buying so many printer cartridges.
Sign you up for so many things. And take your debit card details, too, because I needed it to complete the deal.
It was very much an abusive situation. But speaking of abusive situations... Let's listen to the cab driver's message. I don't know how I gave him my phone, but I didn't listen to the full message. A cab driver left me this message.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Allah. You can't be bad. Hands up, you. It's a really nice, message. I have to leave the message for you, too. This is Zahir. You remember the green cab guy?
Green cab.
So, Sabrina, happy new year to you. You told me you'd be my good friend, so why?
Okay,
that
so.
Part.
Why you hang up?
Why you hang up me? Because my phone actually died when I answered the phone.
Oh. So wait, you gave him your phone number.
Yeah, this is 2015. You need to stop giving anybody your phone number.
Telling this.
Stop.
Did you leave a message for him first, though? Because that's what he's saying.
No, he phoned me, and then he was speaking Urdu, and I thought it was like some uncle that's going to reconnect with me after leaving.
So you
me
were
after
in,
I came out to them.
In floods
and
tears.
And I was like, hello! And then my phone died, and then he left me this message, and I don't know. I think, yeah, too many boundaries are not put up by people like you and me.
We had a taxi driver on New Year's Eve who I tried to pimp your wife out to.
Yeah, my wife fell asleep in the back of the taxi, and as I'm puddling her out, May was telling the cab driver...
I don't know what came over me, but I really wanted to see them hook up, your wife and this taxi driver. And I kept going, she wants to stay here with you. It was really weird. She doesn't want to go home.
Oh my God.
I felt bad about that in the morning. Shauna was trifling that night. She was trifling.
I gave her some boxer shorts to sleep in. She threw them at me. I put a towel under her because she was at her period. Is this too much information? Vote in for how much information you want in terms of period towels and how little information. Shout out to our sponsors, towels. May, what are your goals for 2015?
I want to be so brave, and I want to know what I'm talking about a bit more. Like with my parents, especially, they're really well informed with the news. I'm just the least.
That's good.
Yeah.
Those are good ones. I just thought in my mind, I want to be less affected by other people's energies.
Is this to do with your aura reading?
Oh, yeah. We got our auras read.
We paid $20 each and got our auras read. And she said to everyone, "You're so sensitive to people's energies." And, yeah. we were all like,
yes, we're crying. You're right about me. And they're like, everybody got, "You haven't been busy. Because it's been the holidays, yeah, but you're going to be morbid."
And then everybody got, "Oh, you have some tension in your shoulders."
Yeah.
Except you got told that you were going to get a promotion at work soon.
Yeah. And the big boss going to promo me.
I got told that she was like, "You have been really depressed, but then you went on a trip and now you're happy." And I was like, "Oh no, but I have to go back to my old life."
But you can change your aura.
You can change your aura.
Like, I bet right now if she took a picture, she'd be like, "Oh, you're very unhappy on your vacation, but you're going to be going back." Right?
Yeah.
Do you guys also let us know? I have no
way of
finding out, but please let me know how you feel about Asian medicines, aura
traditional
readings, and
Chinese
traditional
medicine.
Chinese intuition.
I went to school for shiatsu massage, and they taught me about traditional Chinese medicine.
And how do you feel?
I wanted to feel it
more,
so badly. I wanted to feel it.
But what about the aura reading? You liked it.
Oh, I loved the aura reading, yeah.
Uh-oh, we got someone at the door. Oh, hello. Oh.
If anyone tells me anything about... Oh, sorry. Is there someone at the door?
It's you. Hello.
It's me just saying, if anyone tells me about...
Then we shut the door. We don't want to hear it. Okay, maybe we'll check the door later for someone a little less stressed out. If anyone tells me anything about
I'll,
imagine you open your door and that person was there.
Mid rant about, if anyone tries to tell me anyway. That's like what Jehovah's Witnesses are, though. Because you answer the door and they're like, you do or you don't believe? Can I answer the door? And then
you'd
be there, okay?
Ooh, I've got my bathrobe on. I'm just...
No. I'm answering the door.
Oh, okay.
And you're at the
door.
Yeah, okay,
I'm wearing a bathrobe, though.
Okay, I'm wearing so many... Oh, who's that one? Oh, okay. Take it easy. Hello?
I'm a Martian. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Now, usually a callback gets a better reaction, but then you know you call back a weak old little spot.
Do you think that you really polarize people?
What is that supposed to mean?
Like it's love or hate?
Oh, that people love me or hate me?
Yeah.
I don't know what people don't like about me. Truly, I'm pretending. I'm constantly pretending to think I know, but I just don't get. What do you want from me? I'm talking. I look people in the eye. I'm trying not to fidget as much. I'm easing up on the sound effects. What more do you want? Yes, I could be thinner. I'll work on it. I'll show you my abs when I am thin. But what do you want?
I think it's better to polarize people and be love or hate. Sometimes I feel like I leave a party and then people be like, "Oh, what'd you think of May?" And they'd be like, "Who? What?
No.
Was she at this?"
Everybody knows you. Oh, my God. Also, May met all of my high school friends and they were all into her. They were into you. You were like lesbian James Dean.
Thank you.
Also, let's talk about the word lesbian. I think I've said it before, but I'm not into it. Lesbian.
I'm not into any names for the like your sexuality. What is the point of it?
Do tell, dear typewriter person.
I'll dictate and you type it.
Okay, ready?
And then we'll sell it on the street.
Okay, ready? Tell me.
I think that sexuality is fluid and exists on a spectrum and that nobody needs to identify it.
Ooh.
I just don't think, you know?
I don't really get it. I'd love to just be pigeonholed.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have to call my mom soon, so if you have any other wacky beliefs about wacky old equality.
I would love to talk to your mom. I love your mom. Does she like me, though?
Let's find out.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when I went to school for shiatsu massage, and your mom just had such a sore back, and you brought me over to give her a massage, and then I said...
And then she refused to massage... May refused to massage my mom.
I just got nervous. I got too shy, and I was like, I don't feel comfortable. And then
my mom's never felt more washed up.
This podcast has made me hate myself.
That's what it does to me sometimes, too. But it keeps you humble.
Ugh, so humble.
We have to talk into this globe for my mom.
Okay.
But also the microphone, so it's a little... Sorry about that.
Hello?
Ursula Frey!
Yes, except Sabrina Jalisse.
Sabrina Jalisse, also with Mae Martin.
Hi.
Wow, do I know Mae?
Do you know Mae?
Excuse me.
Actually, Mae and I were just...
Well, I haven't seen her for years.
Years? I haven't seen Sabrina, I realized, in years.
Yeah.
How are you, Ursula Frey?
Yeah. Good. I'm just walking in the hallway of a senior residence.
Oh, cool. Looking at
a place that might be suitable for me anytime soon.
Oh, hey, girl. I always tell you, it's never too soon.
Well, I'm going to visit this friend of mine. She's 92, and I called her this morning to see if you can come by for tea. And she says, well, from 2 to 3, I have French. And from 3 to 4, we have hot chocolate in the lobby. But I could miss it if I have to.
That sounds so nice, that life. French and hot chocolate?
Yeah, you know, 3 times or 4 times a week, they have movies and they have concerts and they have, you know, crafts and they have so many things, really.
What's the name of the senior center?
It's called Christie Gardens.
I'll see if I can get sponsored. Christie Gardens? Yeah.
Should I put your name on the waiting list, Bina?
Yeah, put my name on the waiting list, but also ask if they want My Sexy Podcast to sponsor them and show them this sample ad. Christie Gardens. Okay. Anything else?
I talked to Heidi yesterday, my sister in Switzerland, and she was watching this movie.
Yeah?
And she said it's a really nice movie, and so we looked it up and we found it. It's about this college professor who finds a dog, a puppy, at the train station, and then he gets so attached to that dog, and that dog goes with him to the train station every morning, then goes home, and at 5 o'clock he goes back to the train station and waits for him to come home every day. And one day the professor didn't come home because he had a heart attack at work, and that morning actually he didn't want to go with him to the train station. He didn't want him to go to work. And for 10 years after, that dog went to the train station to wait for him.
Oh my God,
that is
heartbreaking.
And this is based on a true story. This dog was born in 1923, I think, in Japan.
Yeah.
And once this story became known, this dog became a big hero. In Shibuya station.
Been there.
Yeah, they have actually imprints of his paws, and they have a statue of him there. Also, he's stuffed out in some museum, and he's a big hero in Japan. I wish I had known this story, and we could have, you know, visited this place, you know. Once a year, they have a celebration there, and a lot of dog lovers go there with their dogs. And he was so loyal... Like, they kind of promote loyalty and family and all that through him.
Oh,
it's a really, really cute movie. If you have a chance, see if you can see it. It's really, really nice. Richard Gere is the... It plays in the States, but it actually, the real story was in Japan, you know.
Ursula, do you think Cootie would do that for you if you died?
I don't know. You know, that dog's name is Hachiko. And now
so
when
based
she
on the name,
it,
no.
I call her Hachiko. If Cootie, you know what? I think if Cootie could, she would.
She'd
I think
get
she
stolen
because really
she's a little teacup.
I think she would do it if she could, you know. I mean, she waits at the top of the stairs usually when we go out. She waits there patiently for us to come home, you know.
I mean, dogs' lives are shitty.
Yeah, actually, like they just don't have anything else to do. Yeah.
There was an interview where this guy was interviewing this on the radio, this guy who has a lot of issues, like a lot of depression and anxiety. He was like molested as a child and so on.
Was like and molested doctor, or was molested?
No. He was. The doctor prescribed him a service dog.
Oh.
And this service dog knows when he starts to get depressed or anxious, and then he goes right away to him, starts licking him, and takes the attention away from the thoughts that he's having.
Oh.
And it's amazing. If he goes to the bank and lines up, let's say, at the machine to take out some money, the dog will stand right behind him. Or if he's anxious in crowds, the dog will stand in front of him or beside him, wherever he's feeling the anxiety. And it's just unbelievable that a dog, he feels everything. He sleeps on the side of his bed, and if he has a nightmare at night, the dog knows about it. Don't laugh, Bina. This is not a laughing matter, okay?
May just wrote me a note saying that this is more, like, she's heard you talk more in this podcast than she's ever heard in her life. This
no,
is great. This
really?
No, yeah. Okay. It's just because I've known you for so long, Ursula, but this is the most I've heard from you, probably.
Well, because usually Sabrina's with me, and, you know, when she's around, you don't really get much
yes,
to say.
Yes,
and that's a
talking.
Perfect time to say goodbye to my mom. Mom, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful, and please let me know if you do check into that senior center. I'd love to email you there.
Okay, I will say hello to Trudy, okay?
Yes, please do say hello to Trudy.
From me, too.
All right.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Love you. Bye.
Saying hello to people while you're on the phone to other people is just a standard thing. Everybody knows no one's actually greeting the other person, right? Like, she's in front of Trudy right now. She's going, oh, yeah, and I will say hello to Trudy, but no one. Okay? That's one last little tidbit. And we have one last thing from May that she's been waiting on bated breath to say to America and the rest of the world. May, go ahead. May, come on.
If anybody ever tries to speak to me,
I'm still doing a stressed out monologue.
Oh, I have to pee so badly.
Yeah. I just want to say thanks for setting so many trends, America.
America, thank you so much for being at the forefront of the policing system. Now, I'm going to go ahead.
That Ursula was doing such a monologue.
You said her name was such a nice la.
Yeah, I did.
Ursula. She was really.
I swear to God, I've met her 1,000 times and I've never heard her speak. I've never heard her say anything.
You need to ask her about dog-themed movies.
That was crazy. It was so nice.
Guys, the truth of the matter is I've got several business meetings to get to. I'm about to unplug, but remember, this is Sabrina Jalise telling you my sexy podcast is the way for who knows everything 2015. One.
Two, three, get it.
2015, throw your caution to the wind.
Stone cold, don't you know you